The next kina, kina chavav, called as Baluch Yirmiyo al Kivrei Avos, based on the Medrash in Eicha, and it describes the time of the Churban and Israel are being led away in chains, taken into Galut, and Hashem tells Yirmiya to go look for someone who can arouse his mercy. First thing that struck me is that Hashem tells Yirmiya to go get somebody to daven. Hashem doesn't want us to go into Golos. Don't send us into Golos. It doesn't work that way. If we deserve it, then we deserve it. Hashem doesn't want to do it. But we need to ask. We need to ask. We need to beg. We need to plead. We need to cry. Hashem asks Yirmiya to awaken the Avos. And Yirmiya goes. And he awakens. Goes to Maras HaMachpelah, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. To beg and plead on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And each one tries over the course of the kina. And each one is turned down. Kadosh Baruch Hu says no. There's a teretz each time why Klal Yisrael deserves the galus, they deserve to leave. Yirmiya then goes to Moshe Rabbeinu, also asks on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and he's also turned down. And it's only when Yirmiya awakens Rachel Imenu and the Imos that Yirmiya is given the answer, Shuvu Samimim Limnuchaschem, Malea Mali Kol Mishalot Beichem. And even though we went into Golus, there's a promise of return in Geula. And famous explanation that's given why Rachel Imenu is answered, the Avos, the Moshe Rabbeinu, they were not, and yet Rachel is. And the famous answer that's given, Rachel Imenu gave the simonim to Leah. He didn't want her to be embarrassed. And Rachel says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I could bring a tzara into my house. I couldn't stand to see Leah cry. I couldn't stand to see her embarrassed. I couldn't stand to see her pain. I let her come into my house. We didn't deserve it necessarily, but I had Rachmanus. I had the Ava. So you too can do the same. And to that Hashem listens. We know the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And we know that that's what we need to fix in order for us to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It's not very complicated. It's a pretty straightforward message. A few weeks ago, I was in Eretz Yisrael. We took a trip to Tzfas. We wanted to visit the Kever of the Arizal. I was trying to describe my family, who was the Arizal? And I saw this written, Reb Chaim Vital. I'm not going to go through all the specifics, but he writes, the Arizal was a baki in Mikra, in Mishnah, in Talmud, in Pilpul, in Midrashim, in Maisa Bereshis, in Maisa Merkava, in Chochmasa Parzif, in Chochmasa Gilgal, and the list goes on and on and on. This is who the Arizal was. And we get to the Kever of the Arizal, and he has the following very simple message on his Kever. All the complexity and everything that he knows, and the Bekiyus, and the Pikchus, and the Depth, and the Nigla, and the Nister, and this is what it says on his Kever. Tov Lekabel V'Leho Kol Odom Yisrael, the Yomer, Hareini Mekabel Olai Mitzvah Sasei, Shall be a havta l'reacha kamocha. V'areini ohev kol echad mi b'nei Yisrael v'nafshi u'me'od. Very simple, very straightforward. It's not so complicated. That's what we need to do. We need to love each and every other Jew. And some people it's easy. People who are similar to us, people who are like-minded, people who share the same values. There are people who it's harder to love. We have different opinions, who we might be threatened by. That's our avoda. That's what Rachel Imenu did. She brought a tzara into her home. One of the most inspiring stories I've heard about being able to love somebody who somebody is threatened by took place about 20 years ago. There was a blackout in 2003, affected about, I don't know, millions of people, 8 different states. And for most people, it was just an inconvenience. They lost power. It's annoying. But for some people, it could spell a major disaster. Some businesses were much more affected than others. And one of the businesses that was scrambling frantically was Klein's Ice Cream. It's a massive power outage. They have an inventory, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And if they can't get power back quickly, melt, literally tremendous, tremendous financial loss. They knew they had a few hours where the cold from the freezers would maintain, but not too much longer. And after a little bit, they figured out a mahalach, the power came back on, and the ice cream was saved. And Mr. Klein was very relieved. But he didn't stop. His next step, he turned to his son and he said, there's probably others who are still very nervous. Let's call Mahadran and see if they got their power back. Their competition. Klein's and Mahadran, those are your options when you go into the kosher section of the store. They made some phone calls, they discovered that they did not have power. Mr. Klein personally called the owner of Mahadran, told them their power was restored, we could make room for you in our freezers, and that's what they did. They sent their own vans over with freezers built in. Obviously the owner of Mahadran was completely blown away by the offer. They worked together, they were able to save both companies' inventory. And his son, Mr. Klein's son, asked him, this is your competition. How did you do this? Mr. Klein said, our competitors don't decide the results. They don't decide what we make. They don't decide our profits. They don't affect us in any way. Only Hashem does. Our job, if another Jew needs help, is to help them, is to love them and help them. And that's our job. That's our avoda. Just like Rachel Imenu did, and we see that Bizman HaZeh, there are also people who can do that. And even if people are different, and even if people are a threat, we have to try to do whatever we can to grow in our Avas Yisrael.